Conversation Global podcast. It's myself, Dr. Abhijit Pandya, here in the studio today, and I'm going to talk to you about something which is not a straightforward thing to talk about. It's called Business with Integrity and Lawyering with Integrity. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean that when we do business, particularly us as a law firm, but could be any business, we sometimes have a conflicting situation, which is we need to do what's in the best interests of the customer, but we also need to make money. And sometimes those two things can conflict. For example, when we talk about companies, law firms, we need the client to take on a piece of work like litigation or contract drafting, but it's not absolutely clear that the client needs to do that for his own interest. We look at our business and we might think, oh, we need a bit more cash into our business, but it's still important that we give all the ups and downs to the client before we allow them to embark on a piece of legal work or to buy one of our products. And it's important that we also play a devil's advocate role to ensure we have integrity. That means that we need to put the case across very strongly as to why they don't need our services. And I think that's fundamental. Now, this goes against everything that people say in sales pitch books or selling books or increasing revenue books and driving companies. But what my overall feeling is, the devil's advocate position, which is, you know, in fact, you don't need to sue this person because I think you will just calm down in a few weeks, or why can you not forgive this company for potentially breaching the contract, or it's not going to be in your interest. These kind of conversations are important rather than just trying to drive the sales home, because you're getting the person informed advice. And I think you're giving the customer an informed position about the product. And now it's particularly important because since 2008, since the financial crisis, business and capitalism in general is not held in huge stead by the public because of the lack of transparency and the lack of honesty that was running through companies like Lehman Brothers. And particularly before that, we saw it within a decade before that, the collapse of Enron, where the pursuit of wealth was the absolute, and the pursuit of profit was the absolute driver rather than the integrity of the business. And I think today businesses have such a big role to play, particularly because of the transparency that social media has brought about, that the lack of trust that people have in governments. Again, in politics and governments, we see a lot of self-interested people masquerading public interest as their own self-interest. And it's important in business where we can have the opportunity to drive open and transparent communication with our stakeholders, our clients and the market, that we don't fall into the same pitfalls of being so self-interested that we don't put the client first. And our stakeholders, the clients, must be put first, because ultimately the purpose of a business, as Peter Drucker correctly identified, is to serve society. It's not to serve the pockets of the shareholders or the funds or the investors in the business. Those are byproducts of social good, and investors also need to invest with social conscience. Now, these might be high ideals, but in fact, if capitalism is to continue considerably unregulated and left to its own devices, which it should be for innovation, then it has to have the ability to curb itself of its worst excesses. And I think that if you're truly genuinely wanting to serve people, which is the real aim of a business, then we must focus on putting the client first. And that is going through that important devil's advocate process of telling them, you know, the reasons why they shouldn't go to buy your product, or even going so far, and this sounds horrendous for some people, as telling them why a rival may be better suited for their particular needs. And that's a business with real integrity and honesty. The word integrity, of course, is thrown around a lot, and very few people seem to, although they do say integrity, do live by that. And integrity really works when we're uncomfortable about our position, but we still hold on to those values. And in business, that's the values of transparency, honesty, decency, and ultimately doing the best interest for the consumer. of our products. I was very much inspired by some of the work by Devrimitra Swami and Radhanath Swami from my own background, and they were putting about the spirit of a particular line. And I don't particularly want to preach or quote theology, but sometimes we can take things from theology which have some value, even if we're not believers in a theological scripture. There's a line in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, verse 15, which says, "Those who are not a source of annoyance or to anyone, who are in turn not agitated by anyone, who are equal in pleasure and pain, fear free from fear and anxiety, such persons are ideally placed to improve their moral worth." And I think that applies in business as well, that you mustn't carry out business in a way that fleeces people and takes advantage of their innocence, particularly when you have a superior knowledge of your brand and your services. So I think it's really important, particularly to rescue capitalism for the image of excess and self-interest, and to make sure that businesses do serve the publics that they're interested, that they're designed to serve, that we act with integrity at all times. That includes telling a client why they shouldn't spend money on our business or on any of our products. And I think that with that we can rebuild a trust that capitalism has lost, and we don't then need the excesses of regulation that might stifle innovation. Thank you.